We found some shade in Port Hedland, and that's a bit rare at times, Arnold Carter, but this has got a bit of history behind it, this bit of shade.
It certainly has, Scott. It's been here for over 100 years, and as you can see, it's still surviving the temperatures, and is a very nice piece of shade, as you just said recently.
The tamarind tree, it was planted, do we say, or how did this tree come about, and what makes it so significant?
This area was used by the Malaysians, the Afghans, in the early days when they had their camel trains, which were transporting product across to Marble Bar. This was one of the places they used to meet because it had a water hole here. And I'm sure this tree, from the history of South, has been actually not planted here, but it's been naturally grown through some of the seeds that were probably utilised in the Afghans when they had their food or their curries or something like that. And the tree itself comes from Southeast Asia, so without a doubt I'd say it's been accidentally sown, and it's grown all these years and it's still going.
And it's a very big tree. It does stand out because it's in the middle of this old school oval, and the base of the tree is about 2 metres. It used to bear fruit, and it does still occasionally?
Still occasionally does. And on an annual basis, yes, you still see some of the people coming through here when it's in flower to pick up some of those seeds. And I think they still utilise the seeds today in their curries and some of the other dishes that they make.
So can you describe the setting, where we're standing and why it stands out and where this tree, the tamarind tree, is positioned in Port Hedland?
Well, when you can visualise where we're looking at from here now, Scott, it's on an oval, and the oval was an oval which was utilised by the Port Hedland Primary School in the 1960s. Prior to this was a flat piece of ground, and it come up, which was on the outer end of Port Hedland at that stages. And in the early stages, there was an old residence, a Chinese residence to the left over here. And also there was a market garden where they used to supply the fact that the water well was here. It used to grow quite a lot of market garden in here for the sale to the Afghans and also the Chinese and the Malays who were residents here. And over to the left, there was the first shop that was ever built in Port Hedland. It was called Chop Suey's. Appropriate name for a Chinese, and I'm sure that's where he got most of his vegetables and he sold to the shop. But it is now, it's a big area, it's been allocated for residential area, but at the same time the tree itself has been gazetted as an historical tree, and in any event that this be utilised for any building for, I think it states this tree is not allowed to be removed, it still stays here because it has such an historical value.
I'm speaking with Arnold Carter, and we're standing in the shade of the tamarind tree. And it's been around for over 100 years, the Port Hedland Cultural and Heritage Trail. This is part of that, and it does stand out. You can see the cricket pitch over there that's got grass grown over it. Did they actually play cricket here? And a few of the boys wanted to field it long on so they could stand in the shade.
Yes, and the other history goes to the school teacher used to be very, very keen to these people. The kids used to vacate school, come down and pretend they're playing cricket or pretend they're playing sports. And they're all up in the tree, they're hiding out of the way of the school teachers to find them. And the headmaster used to come down and find their legs dangling down from the tree. And it didn't take him long to arrest them and take them back up to the school duties, but it was appropriate they used to do that. But since then, this has been vacant.
And what makes it so significant? I mean, it's also known as the tree of knowledge.
That's it. The Latin name for it is Tamaranda Indus Indica, which means tree of knowledge. I understand there are other trees of knowledge across Australia, but it's appropriate they should have a tree of knowledge on a school oval. I thought that was very appropriate. That might have been why they selected to put the school here the old days, but I'm not quite sure how it ever got here. But the tree itself has got significance to the Aboriginal people, mainly to the Afghans, the Malays, who were responsible for it growing here. So in the historical value of Port Hedland, it certainly has an attraction, and we look after it and make sure that it will not be demolished.
So take us right back then. You talk about the camel ears, if that's the right term, you know, loading their camels. Would they have done that here at this site, and what would they have been doing or preparing to do?
They would be, in those days, according to the history, the camel trains were the only transportation. As you know, roads weren't here, railways weren't here, and the only transportation from here to Marble Bar. And the thing at the same time, between Marble Bar and here, there were a lot of little gold mines. History repeats it to me that I've read an article where between here and Marble Bar, there was about 14 or 15 little gold mines. Where they done them personally, and they were not by companies or anything like that, by individuals, and mainly Malays and Afghans. And the Afghans were then responsible for carting the goods from the Port Hedland port to the various mining sites out there, and ultimately anything to go to Marble Bar used to go through this train of events from the camels, but the whole lot was carted by camel train in those days. No other means of transport at all.
There you go. So if you drive past and you see this big tree on the oval, and it's still got the sign up there, the name of the oval, is it Gault Oval?
That's it, yes. It's named after one of the educational people of the school.
You see this this old oval with the cricket pitch out there, the concrete cricket pitch, and this tree that stands here. Come and read the sign and have a look at the picture, because it is part of the heritage trail and I suppose the historical society. Very proud of it, Arnold.
It certainly is. It will certainly ensure. It does look though. It needs a little bit of pruning at the present moment, and I'm sure that on the upgrading the next couple of months, or next say 6 months, that we'll get a tree specialist in to have a look at it, because it's the last thing in the world we'd like to see this die and disappear. So we'll certainly make some attention to it, Scott, because it does look a little sick at the time.
Yeah. All right. It's called the Tamarind Tree in Port Hedland, and Arnold Carter's showcased it today. We're in the shade of it. You can hear that wind blowing strongly through the leaves. It's over 100 years old, and it stands out here as part of the history of Port Hedland.
Thanks very much, Scott.